Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. Is this Melvin?
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay, I'm just calling you in regards to the paperwork. I just got off the phone with your sister, Deborah.
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be her caregiver, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm gonna explain to you the intake, the application process. So first, is this phone a good phone to send text?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you a text message with application requirements and then we'll go over it. Okay?
Okay.
Just give me a moment while I send that. Okay, I just sent you the text. You can let me know when you get it.
Yep.
Okay, you got it. Okay. So you see there are four links. Okay, they're all links to different forms that you'll need to complete. Just, basic forms, application, fresh
Okay, so
one.
it's a boarding, simplicity test, and direct deposit.
Yes, and then there's
And
another one, the I-9W-4.
it's a W-4, yeah.
Right. So those four forms you'll need to complete. Okay. Now, you'll need a TB test. Did you have one done within the last year or not?
I haven't.
I'm sorry?
I can go get one done.
Okay. So do you want us to help you schedule one? And we can cover the cost too?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So so I'm going to have HR reach out to you. I'm just the coordinator.
Okay.
HR is going to reach out to you. They'll help you schedule the TB test.
Okay.
Okay. Now, for the other things that we need, we'll need IDs. Which form of IDs do you have? You have a driver's license, a social?
I have my driver's license, a social, and a birth certificate.
Okay, so we just need your driver's license and then one, either the social or the birth certificate. Just one of those.
Okay.
Do you have it with you now?
I don't have it with me now. My sister kind of caught me off guard.
Okay, not a problem.
Yeah.
So whenever you have it, you can just take a picture of it and reply to my text.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I can do that as soon as I get back. Well, you'll probably be done for today, but I'll make sure you get
it. Yeah, but that's fine. Then I'll see you tomorrow. So
yeah.
That's going to be fine. Yeah. Now, for the last thing that we need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. So I say the first thing to check is your ID when it was issued, your driver's license. If it was issued, do you know when you had it redone or?
Yeah, it's actually about to expire this year. So I have it on me. What am I thinking? All right. So issued 11/15.
When?
It was issued 11/15/24.
24.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we're not gonna be able to use that. But anything else that you have, it can be expired ID. It could be a bill, a bank statement, a letter, anything like that that has your name and is dated for at least 2 years back, and the address.
Okay.
Address.
Well, I moved, so I'm thinking.
So
I don't
it can be
know.
It can be an old
W-2 forms or something, or?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it has all this information. You just need the proof that, you had a Pennsylvania
address. That I was here in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I can figure it out. I understand it. I can come up with something. Send that to you as well?
Yeah, so just send that to me as well.
Okay, so something that proves I've been here for over 2 years, my license and birth certificate. Send that over to you. At least you'll have it, and just start these links, boarding requirements.
Yes.
Okay, and my convenience. Okay.
Yes, and then the TV, you'll get a call about scheduling the TV test. So we should be all set then.
All right, thank you. So I'll start on this stuff right away.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. So
all right, thank
you
so
it,
much.
Yeah, as soon as you get it done, you know, the sooner we can start. So.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Okay, we'll be in touch. Any questions you have, give me a call.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.